Father Yahweh, again, humble our hearts before your throne of grace. On this, your high holy Sabbath day, we come before you, Father, again, seeking your word, seeking your instruction, your guidance, and your hope. Father, we hope in you, and we thank you for your Son, Yahshua the Messiah, the hope of Israel. We ask, Father, that you would allow us to get a closer glimpse of you through your word. And we ask, Father, that we would get a better understanding of our Savior, Yahshua the Messiah, who came and gave us an opportunity at life everlasting. Help us, Father, as we seek eternal life, which only you can grant. And we ask, Father, in the name of your Son, Yahshua the Messiah, that you would bless your servant, that you would help us to achieve that miracle, which is eternal life, through your Son, Yahshua the Messiah, and his great sacrifice. In his holy name we ask all these favors and blessings. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Actually, this message is the same as earlier, the light and the life. Let's just say part two. We're going to start in Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2, verse 1. And now when the day of Pentecost was now come, they were all together in one place, and suddenly there came from heaven a sound as of a rushing of a mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared to them tongues dividing apart, like as of fire, and it sat upon each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak with other languages, as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. And when this sound was heard, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speaking in his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying, Behold, are not all these that speak Galileans? And how hear we every man in our own language, in which we were born, Parthians and Medes and Elamites, and the dwellers of Mesopotamia, in Judea and Cappadocia, and Pontus and Asia, and Phrygia and Pamphylia, in Egypt and parts of Libya, about Cyrene, and sojourners from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabians, we hear them speaking in our languages, the mighty works of Elohim. And they were all amazed and were perplexed, saying one to another, What does this mean? But others mocking said, They are all filled with new wine. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and spoke forth to them, saying, You men of Judea, and all you that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known to you, and give ear to my words. For these are not drunken, as you suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. It's 9 a.m. But this is that which has been spoken through the prophet Joel. And it shall be in the last days, says Yahweh, I will pour forth my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Yes, and on my servants, and on my handmaids, in those days will I pour forth my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in the heaven above, and signs on the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood. Before the day of Yahweh come, that great and notable day, And it shall be that whoever shall call on the name of Yahweh shall be saved. So So it's important that we know the name of Yahweh. It's important that we worship in the name of Yahweh. But our salvation comes through Yahshua the Messiah. And his name means Yahweh and salvation. Verse 22, you men of Israel, hear these words. Yahshua of Nazareth, a man approved of Elohim to you by mighty works and wonders and signs which Elohim did by him in the middle of you, even as you yourselves know, him being delivered up by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of Elohim, you by the hand of lawless men did impale and kill, whom Yahweh raised up, having loosed the pangs of death, because it was not possible that he should be held by it. For David says concerning him, I beheld Yahweh always before my face, for he is on my right hand, that I should not be moved. Therefore, my heart was glad, and my tongue rejoiced. Moreover, my flesh also shall tabernacle in hope, because you did not leave my soul to the grave, neither will you give your Holy One to see corruption. You made known to me the ways of life. Yahweh revealed to Yahshua the ways of life, and Yahshua has revealed them to us. You shall make me full of gladness with your countenance. Brethren, I may say to you freely of the patriarch David that he both died and was buried, and his tomb is with us to this day, being therefore a prophet, and knowing that Yahweh had sworn with an oath to him that of the fruit of his loins he would set one upon his throne. He foreseeing this spoke of the resurrection of the Messiah. Nor did his, that neither was he left to the grave, nor did his flesh see corruption. This Yahshua did Yahweh raise up, of which we are all witnesses, being therefore by the right hand of Yahweh exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit. He has poured forth this, which you see and hear, for David ascended not into heaven, but he says himself, Yahweh said to my sovereign, sit you on my right hand till I make your enemies the footstool of your feet. Let all the house of Israel therefore know assuredly that Yahweh has made him both the king and Messiah, this Yahshua whom you impaled. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in the heart, and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, brethren, what shall we do? And Peter said unto them, repent first, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Yahshua the Messiah, second, to the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. It's a process, but it's a process that each one of us has to go through. Verse 39, for to you is the promise, and to your children, and to all that are afar off. He's talking about us today, who are far off from when this was happening. This is 2,000 years ago. Even as many as Yahweh our Elohim shall call to him. And with many other words he testified and exhorted them, saying, save yourself from this crooked generation. They then that received his word were baptized, and there was added unto them in that day about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' teaching and partnership, in the breaking of bread and the prayers. In verse 43, and fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done through the apostles in Jerusalem. And great fear was upon all, and all that believed were together and had all things common. And they sold their possessions and goods and parted them to all, according as any man had need. And day by day, continuing steadfastly with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread at home, they took their food with gladness and singleness of heart, praising Yahweh, and having favor with all the people. And Yahweh added to them day by day those that were saved. Acts chapter 4. Acts chapter 4, we'll start in verse 1. And as they spoke to the people, the priest and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them, being severely troubled because they taught the people, and proclaimed in Yahshua the resurrection from the dead. And they laid hands on them and put them in ward for the next day. They put them in prison. It was now evening, but many of them that heard the word believed, and the number of the men came to be about 5,000. So you see, the work was growing. They were inspired by the word of Yahweh. Verse 5, and it came to pass on the next day that their rulers and elders and scribes were gathered together in Jerusalem, and Annas, the high priest, was there, and Caiaphas, and John, and Alexander, and as many as were of the kindred of the high priest. And when they had set them in the middle, they inquired, by what power or in what name have you done this? Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, you rulers of the people and elders, if we this day are examined concerning a good deed done to an impotent man, by what means this man is made whole, be it known to you all and to all the people of Israel, that in the name of Yahshua the Messiah of Nazareth, whom you impaled, whom Yahweh raised from the dead, even in this name does this man stand here before you whole. He is the stone which was rejected of you the builders, which was made the head of the corner, and in none other is there salvation, for neither is there any other name under heaven that is given among men in which we must be saved. So Jesus, or Jesus, how they say it, okay, cannot save. Okay? Think about it. It says here in the word, only one name under heaven by which we shall be saved, and that's Yahshua the Messiah. If we want to have the light of Yahshua in our life, and we want to have eternal life, then we have to accept what Yahweh has ordained for us. Turn over to Acts chapter 5. We're going to start in verse 17, because we're still dealing with the same people, see? We're still dealing with the apostles and the high priest and his family and the leadership of Israel, the Sanhedrin. In verse 17 it says, but the high priest rose up, and all they that were with him, with the sect of the Sadducees, and they were filled with jealousy, and laid hands on the apostles, and put them in public ward, in jail again. They threw them in jail, because they were jealous of what they were doing. But an angel of Yahweh by night opened the prison doors and brought them out and said, go and stand and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life. See, the words of Yahshua, the words of Yahweh are life, they're spirit. And this is what we want, because this is what gives us more of the Holy Spirit, these words that are life. And when they heard this in verse 21, they entered into the temple about daybreak and taught, But the high priest came, and they that were with him, and called the council together, and all the senate of the children of Israel, the Sanhedrin, and sent to the prison house to have them brought. But the officers that came found them not in the prison. And they returned and told, saying, the prison house we found shut in all safety, and the keepers standing at the doors. But when we had opened, we found no man inside. Now when the captain of the temple and the chief priests heard these words, they were much perplexed concerning them to which this would grow. They knew they had a problem. And there came one and told them, behold, the men whom you had put in the prison are in the temple, standing and teaching the people. Then went the captain with the officers and brought them, but without violence. For they feared the people, lest they should be stoned. And when they had brought them, they set them before the council. And the high priest asked them, saying, we strictly charged you not to teach in this name. See, they made a point of telling them, you're not supposed to be using this name. And behold, you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching and the intent to bring this man's blood upon us. But Peter and the apostles answered and said, we must obey Yahweh rather than men. And when they impaled Yahshua, they said, when Pilate said he washed his hands, this blood is not on my hands. And they said, let it be on us and our children. They said that. And now they're rejecting it. See? How quickly people forget. But Peter and the apostles answered and said, we must obey Yahweh rather than men. The Elohim of our fathers raised up Yahshua, whom you killed, hanging him on a tree. Him did Yahweh exalt with his right hand to be a prince and a savior, to give repentance to Israel and remission of sins. And we are witnesses of these things, and so is the Holy Spirit, which Yahweh has given to them that obey him. So do all these people out here running around in the world claiming to have Yahweh's Holy Spirit have it? No, not possible, because they're not keeping the covenant that was given on this day. See, these two things go hand in hand, the law and the spirit. They go together. The law, which is light to us from the Torah of Almighty Yahweh. We have the light, who is the light of men. That's Yahshua the Messiah, who also is our life. Yahshua is our life. Now, in verse 33, but they, when they heard this, were cut to the heart and were minded to kill them. But there stood up one of in the council, a Pharisee, named Gamaliel, a doctor of the law, had in honor of all the people and commanded to put them forth a little while. And he said to them, you men of Israel, take heed to yourself as touching these men, what you're about to do. For before these days arose up Judas, giving himself out to be somebody, to whom a number of men, about 400, joined themselves, who was killed and all, and as many as obeyed him were dispersed and came to nothing. After this man rose up Judah of Galilee in the days of the enrollment, which is in Luke chapter 2, and drew away some of the people after him. He also perished, and all, as many as obeyed him, were scattered abroad. And now I say to you, refrain from these men, and let them alone, for if this counsel or this work be of men, it will be overthrown. But if it is of Elohim, you will not be able to overthrow them, lest you be found even to be fighting against Elohim. And to him they agreed. And when they had called the apostles to them, they beat them and charged them not to speak in the name of Yahshua, and let them go. They therefore departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer dishonor for the name. And every day in the temple and at home, they ceased not to teach and to preach Yahshua as the Messiah. So they did obey Yahweh rather than men. They didn't accept what they were told by the council, the Sanhedrin. Turn over to John chapter 6. John chapter 6. We're going to look at verse 60 to 71. John chapter 6, verse 60, it says, many therefore of his disciples, when they heard this, said, this is a hard saying. Who can hear it? Now, what was so hard about the saying that Yahshua had told them? He said he's the bread of heaven, that you have to eat this bread to have eternal life. And they took it literally. This is a hard saying. But Yahshua, knowing in himself that his disciples murmured at this, said to them, does this cause you to stumble? What then? If you should behold the Son of Man ascending where he was before, it is the Spirit that gives life, brethren. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and are life. But there are some of you that believe not. For Yahshua knew from the beginning who they were that believed not and who it was that should betray him. And he said, for this cause have I said to you that no man can come to me unless it is given to him of the Father. You have to be drawn from Yahweh. Verse 66, upon this, many of his disciples went back. They stopped following him and walked no more with him because of the saying. Yahshua said, therefore, to the 12, would you also go away? Simon Peter answered him, teacher, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. And we have believed and know that you are the Holy One of Yahweh. Yahshua answered them, did not I choose you, the 12, and one of you is the devil? Now he spoke of Judah, the son of Simon Iscariot, for he it was that should betray him, being one of the 12. John 7. John 7, verse 37. Now, on the last day, the great day of the feast, Yahshua stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come to me and drink. He that believes on me, as the scripture has said, from him, from within him shall flow rivers of living water. But this he spoke of the Spirit, which they that believe on him were to receive. For the Spirit was not yet given, because Yahshua was not yet glorified. John chapter 14. John chapter 14, verse 10. He says, this is Yahshua speaking, do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak to you, I speak not from myself, but the Father remaining in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Truly, truly, I say to you, he that believes on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go to the Father. And whatever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, that will I do. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another comforter, that it may be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, that the world cannot receive, for it beholds it, neither knows it. You know it, but remains with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you desolate. I come to you. Yet a little while, and the world beholds me no more, but you behold me because I live. You shall live also. In that day you shall know that I am in the Father, and you in me, and I in you. He that has my commandments and keeps them, he it is that loves me. And he that loves me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. And Judah, not Iscariot, said to him, Teacher, what has come to pass that you will manifest yourself to us and not the world? Yahshua answered and said to him, If a man loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will make our abode with him. He that loves me not keeps not my word, and the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. These things have I spoken to you while yet remaining with you. But the Comforter, even the Holy Spirit, which the Father will send in my name, it shall teach you all things, to your remembrance all that I said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be fearful. You heard how I said to you, I go away and I come to you. If you loved me, you would have rejoiced because I go to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And you've heard many people say, oh, the Savior and the Father are the same. And that's not possible. Yahshua is subjected. He's in subjection to Yahweh. See? It's the Father-Son relationship. So he says, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it comes to pass, that when it has come to pass, you may believe. I will no more speak much with you, for the prince of this world comes, and he has nothing in me, but that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. Arise, let us go from this place. Now, we have an example in Yahshua the Messiah. As far as what was commanded, are we going to do the same as Yahshua and follow the commandment? 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 1. It says, And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with the excellency of speech or of wisdom, proclaiming to you the testimony of Yahweh. For I determined not to know anything among you, save Yahshua the Messiah and him impaled. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching were not in persuasive words of wisdom, but in a demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of Yahweh. This is where we are today, brethren. This is where we stand today, in the power of Yahweh, in the light of the Torah, which is Yahshua the Messiah, and the life. He says in verse 6, We speak wisdom, however, among them that are full grown. Yet a wisdom not of this world, nor of the rulers of this world, who are coming to nothing. But But we speak Yahweh's wisdom in a mystery, even the wisdom that has been hidden, which Yahweh foreordained before the world to our glory, which none of the rulers of this world have known. For had they known it, they would not have impaled the sovereign of glory. But as it is written, things which eye saw not, and ear heard not, and which entered not into the heart of man, whatever things Yahweh prepared for them that love him. Do we love Almighty Yahweh, brother? If we do, this is the reason that we come out, to keep his commandments, to keep his feasts, to keep that which he has commanded us to do. But to us, Yahweh revealed them through the Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of Yahweh. For who among men knows the things of a man except the Spirit of the man, which is in him? Even so none know the things of Yahweh except the Spirit of Yahweh. But we receive not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is from Yahweh, that we might know the things that were freely given to us of Yahweh, which things also we speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Spirit teaches, combining spiritual things with spiritual words. Now, the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of Yahweh, but they are foolishness to him, and he cannot know them, because they are spiritually judged. But he that is spiritual judges all things. See? And we're supposed to be spiritual because we have the Holy Spirit. For who has known the mind of Yahweh that he should instruct him? But we have the mind of the Messiah because we've accepted Yahshua's great sacrifice. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. I mean, 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Verse 9, it says, "Or do you not know that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of Yahweh? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers with themselves with men, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of Yahweh. And such were some of you, but you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the sovereign Yahshua, the Messiah, and in the spirit of our Elohim." Drop down to, well, let's continue in verse 12. It says, "All things are lawful for me, but not all things are expedient. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any." In other words, he's showing that he has self-control. "Meats for the belly and belly for the meat, that Elohim shall bring to nothing both it and them. But the body is not for fornication, but for Yahshua, and Yahshua for the body. And Yahweh both raised the Master and will raise us through his power. Do you not know that your bodies are members of the Messiah? Shall I then take away the members of the Messiah and make them members of a harlot? By no means. Or do you not know that he that is joined to a harlot is one body? The two, he says, shall become one flesh." Excuse me. "But he that is joined to Yahweh is one spirit. Flee fornication. Every sin that a man does is outside the body. But he that commits fornication sins against his own body. Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit?" And that's where we are, brethren. We have to be temples of Yahweh's Spirit, which is in you, which you have from Yahweh. "And you are not your own, for you were bought with a price. Glorify Yahweh, therefore, in your body." Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians 4, verse 1. It says, I therefore, the prisoner of Yahweh, beseech you that you walk worthily of the calling with which you were called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love, giving diligence to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body, brethren, and one Spirit, even as you were also called in one hope of your calling, one Master, one faith, one baptism, one Alan, Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. But to each one of us was the grace given according to the measure of the gift of the Messiah. Is the Messiah in you? Our closing passage is over in Deuteronomy chapter 30. Turn over there with me. Deuteronomy chapter 30. Verse 1, it says, and it shall come to pass when all these things have come upon you, the blessing and the curse which I have set before you, and you shall call them to mind among all the nations where Yahweh your Elohim has driven you, and you shall return to Yahweh your Elohim and shall obey his voice. According to all that I command you this day, and you and your children, with all your heart and with all your soul, then Yahweh your Elohim will turn your captivity and have compassion on you. And will return and gather you from all the peoples where Yahweh your Elohim has scattered you, if any of your outcasts be in the uttermost parts of heaven. We're not talking about up in the sky. See, this term heaven here is referring to somewhere else on the earth. From there will Yahweh your Elohim gather you, and from there will he bring you. And Yahweh Elohim will bring you into the land which your fathers possessed, and you shall possess it. And he will do you good and multiply you above your fathers. And Yahweh Elohim will circumcise your heart and the heart of your seed to love Yahweh Elohim with all your heart and with all your soul that you may live. He wants us to have life, brethren. And for us to have life, we have to have that light of the Torah in our hearts, which is the light of men, Yahshua the Messiah. And Yahweh your Elohim will put all these curses upon your enemies, on them that hate you, that persecute you, and you shall return to Shuva and obey the voice of Yahweh and do all his commandments, which I command you this day. And Yahweh your Elohim will make you plenteous in all the work of your hands, and the fruit of your body, and the fruit of your cattle, and the fruit of your ground for good. For Yahweh will again rejoice over you for good, as he rejoiced over your fathers, if you shall obey the voice of Yahweh your Elohim to keep his commandments and his statutes which are written in this book of the law. If you turn to Yahweh your Elohim with all your heart, and with all your soul, for this commandment which I command you this day, it is not too hard for you, neither is it far off. It is not in heaven that you should say, who shall go up for us to heaven and bring it unto us and make us to hear it, that we may do it. Neither is it beyond the sea that you should say, who shall go over the sea for us and bring it to us and make us to hear it, that we may do it. but the word is very near to you, in your mouth and in your heart, that you may do it. See, I have set before you this day life and good, death and evil, in that I command you this day to love Yahweh Elohim, to walk in his ways, to keep his commandments and his statutes and his ordinances, that you may live and multiply, and that Yahweh Elohim may bless you in the land which you go in to possess. But if your heart turns away, you will not hear, but will be drawn away and worship other Elohim and serve them, I declare to you this day that you shall surely perish, and you shall not prolong your days in the land which you pass over the Jordan to go in to possess. I call heaven and earth to witness against you this day that I have set before you life and death, the blessing and the curse. Therefore, choose life that you may live, you and your seed, to love Yahweh Elohim, to obey his voice, and to hold fast to him, for he is your life and the length of your days, that you may dwell in the land which Yahweh swore to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give them. Almighty Yahweh is our light. He has given us light, his law, the Torah. And that light was the light of men, Yahshua the Messiah. And he is our life. Almighty Yahweh has given us our life through Yahshua the Messiah. As we accept Yahshua and his sacrifice, as we seek to keep his commandments, which were given on this day, we want Almighty Yahweh to continue to be with us and bless us through everything that we go through. We have a Savior, Yahshua the Messiah. If you'd all rise at this time, I'm going to have a closing prayer, and then we'll leave you just to show. And then we'll have the Aaronic blessing and blow the shofar. Actually, we got a song we got to sing too, but that's okay. Let's pray. Father Yahweh, we again humbly bow our hearts before your throne of grace, thank and praise your holy name, Father, for this wonderful opportunity you've given us to come together and to praise your name. We ask, Father, that your light would be in our lives. Yahshua the Messiah, the light of men. Father, truly, he has given us the direction and shown us in which way we should go. Help us to cling to you and to turn to you, because we know that your words are spirit and they are life. And that as we look into your word, we gain more of your Holy Spirit. Touch the hearts and cause those that are seeking to be a part of this ministry, Father, to receive the baptism for the remission of sins, so that they would be able to rejoice with us as we are looking forward to being called up to that high calling to meet Yahshua in the air when he returns. We thank you again, Father, for our life, health, and strength, for blessing us with such a great Savior, Yahshua the Messiah, who is our light in our life as we seek to do your will. In Yahshua's name we pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.